A B-2 stealth bomber completes an 18.5-hour test mission over the North Pole. Think you've beat the bag fee system with a carry-on? Think again. And AEA announces its Lifetime Achievement Award. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Aero News. It's Thursday, April 5th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Under contract to the U.S. Air Force, Northrop Grumman Corporation's B-2 Spirit stealth bomber has completed its first 18.5-hour sortie over the North Pole to validate new flight management software. The mission tests serve to validate the Extremely High Frequency, or EHF, Increment 1 system developed by Northrop Grumman. The computer upgrade system, which is the cornerstone for all future B-2 upgrades, is now ready to enter low-rate initial production. The mission was led by the Combined Test Force team at Edwards Air Force Base, California, and included an in-flight refueling. The B-2 Spirit stealth bomber remains the only long-range, large payload aircraft that can penetrate deeply into protected airspace. The B-2 can fly more than 6,000 nautical miles unrefueled and more than 10,000 nautical miles with just one aerial refueling, giving it the ability to reach any point on the globe within hours. So, you figure you can beat the airlines at the baggage fee game by carrying on your luggage. Not so fast. Yesterday, Allegiant Air began charging passengers up to $35 for the use of an overhead bin, according to a report in USA Today Travel. Allegiant's new policy means passengers cannot avoid paying the airline a fee for their bags unless all of their belongings can fit into a small personal item bag that can fit under the seat in front of them. Their fee for checked luggage, $35 if done at the airport, or $15 to $30 if paid online, depending on the route. The airline says it will offer a discount to those who pay the overhead bin fee online, but did not say what the discount would be, though it's expected to be around $10 to $15. Allegiant is not the first airline to institute such a charge. Florida-based Spirit Airlines did so last year, and the fee remains in place. Allegiant says it will monitor customer comments, but does not expect any long-term backlash. For the record, Allegiant was one of the first airlines to begin charging for soft drinks back in 2005. Allegiant says the carry-on fee is being driven by a combination of factors, including rising fuel costs that are hitting all airlines, and slower boarding because people are carrying more bags onto the plane to avoid paying to check them. Go figure. Top U.S. Transportation Department and Federal Aviation Administration officials met with aviation partners in Houston Wednesday as part of a newly launched collaborative effort to make air traffic control more efficient, help airlines improve on-time performance, and reduce emissions generated by aircraft flying into and out of Houston's airports. Houston is testing technology and flight procedures that will improve on-time flights and increase safety and fuel efficiency. It's all part of the Next Gen Metroplex initiative. Specifically, air traffic in Houston will see, among other improvements, the development of optimized profile descents, or OPDs, that will allow airliners to maintain a constant rate of descent to landing, like sliding down a banister, rather than the stair-step approaches used today. The creation of more efficient routes through the busiest Houston to Dallas corridor, and development of satellite-based departure procedures that would provide predictable, repeatable paths that are designed to allow planes to climb without leveling off, which brings them to a cruising altitude sooner. The FAA estimates that as a result of the Houston Metroplex Airspace Initiative, airplanes will fly 648,000 fewer nautical miles annually based on flight plans. This and other next-gen procedures will save up to 3 million gallons of fuel and reduce carbon emissions by as much as 31,000 metric tons each year. Similar Metroplex initiatives are underway or planned for 21 areas across the country. Paul Ryan was presented with the 2012 AEA Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honor bestowed upon an individual by the Aircraft Electronics Association's Board of Directors. This during the official opening of the 55th annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show on Thursday, April 4th in Washington, D.C. Ryan's many accomplishments are well known, from the establishment of the Ditronics Company in 1957 to assisting with NASA's inertial guidance system that took Apollo to the moon. He is perhaps best well known for the development of the Ryan Stormscope, following a close encounter with a thunderstorm while piloting his own single-engined aircraft. Following the sale of the Stormscope, he founded Ryan International and developed world-class traffic advisory system products. Ryan International then merged with Avadyne in 2005. Ryan attended Ohio State University, earned a degree in electrical engineering, and has continued advanced studies in physics. Throughout the years, Ryan has been recognized with a number of awards. When Aero News continues, is that a radial rocket in your pocket? Well, it could be. And listen up, Washington, D.C. It's only a photo op. Guardian Avionics proudly introduces the Aero 454, a TSO'd in-flight Bluetooth information interface between your avionics and your passengers' iPads and iPhones. Check it out today at www.guardianavionics.com. Aspen offers the most flexible and affordable certified synthetic vision available. Evolution Synthetic Vision is now here. Customizable display layouts enhance the data you need for each phase of flight. Built-in terrain warning system combines terrain and flight path marker coloring, caution and warning text, and an audio warning signal to alert you when terrain or obstacle hazards conflict with your flight path. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. The Preflight Systems Ranger ADS-B UAT radio allows ATC IFR operations beyond traditional radar coverage. With the optional receiver, you can add enhanced situational awareness to this operational benefit. Get more info at www.freeflightsystems.com. Universal Avionics Airborne Data Link System, Unilink UL-ADX, provides an opportunity to take full advantage of the safety and efficiency benefits that advanced data link capabilities offer. UL-ADX complies with FANS 1/A+ standards and is CNS/ATM provisioned, including Eurocontrol's Link 2000+ program. For more information, visit www.uasc.com/fans. Aero News continues now for Thursday, April 5th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, how many of you have dreamed of someday building a kit plane but just never seem to be able to set aside that big stash of cash? Something always seems to come up. Well, the makers of the radial rocket, Altitude Group LLC, have announced the introduction of sub-kit purchase programs for the radial rocket kit aircraft. Builders can now purchase sub-kits and build their radial rocket according to their personal time and financial schedule. Previously, only complete airframe kits have been available. The introduction of the 4 sub-kit system is comprised of the horizontal stabilizer kit, the fuselage kit, the wing kit, and a finished final assembly kit. Now you can buy and build a radial rocket as your pocketbook and budget allows. In addition to the standard kits, fast build and custom build assist services are available. There's been a lot of news coming out of the 55th Annual Aircraft Electronics Association Convention and Trade Show in Washington, D.C. Perhaps you caught one of our 2 live streaming video sessions on Wednesday. If not, a final video session featuring AEA President Paula Dirks will begin at 1600 Eastern Time today, Thursday, April 5th. On Wednesday, the AEA announced the awarding of more than $100,000 in educational scholarships to 25 individuals across the United States. Included was the inaugural Aerosel Scholarship, which recently was announced by its sponsor company. Aerosel threw a generous donation valued at more than $50,000 to AEA's scholarship campaign, will offer a $2,500 award annually to an aspiring avionics or aircraft maintenance technician. The AEA Educational Foundation awards scholarships to students pursuing a career in the general aviation maintenance and aircraft electronics industry. The intent of these scholarships is to identify and reward those individuals who best exemplify the qualities that lead to success in the aviation industry. Speaking of success, one group that succeeded beyond our expectations, that's coming up when Aero News continues. Becker Avionics manufactures a series of highly reliable and rugged aviation intercom and audio control systems for offshore, search and rescue, military, law enforcement, and other special mission platforms, including the Digital Voice Communication System, DVCS-6100. Look us over at www.beckerusa.com.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Flightline presents the Oracle Engine Monitoring System. STC primary for twin-engine aircraft and soon to be joined by turbine and rotorcraft options, Oracle provides unparalleled reliability and functionality. Oracle, the best co-pilot you'll ever have. Visit www.ultra-oracle.com for more information. A final word now as we continue with Aero News for Thursday, April the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Now, listen up, those of you listening in Washington, D.C. It's only a photo op. NASA, in cooperation with the Federal Aviation Administration, will conduct training and photographic flights on Thursday, April 5th, over the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Two T-38 training jets will fly at approximately 1,500 feet above Washington, D.C. between 9:30 and 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, these flights are intended to capture photography, and that's all. And speaking of photo ops, flying in from around the U.S., about two dozen B-25 Mitchell bombers will converge on Urbana, Ohio's municipal airport, Grimes Field, beginning Saturday, April 14th. The largest gathering of B-25s since World War II, the Grimes gathering of B-25s will lead into the 70th Doolittle Tokyo Raiders reunion at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force near Dayton, Ohio. The 70th reunion ceremonies, April 17th to 20th, will commemorate the famed April 18th, 1942 bombing raid on Japan by 16 B-25s and their brave crewmen, under the leadership of Lieutenant Colonel James H. Jimmy Doolittle. The five surviving crewmen of the raid will participate in the reunion. The Grimes gathering of B-25s, April 14th through 16th, will allow the public to get a close-up look at the twin-engine medium bombers while they're on static display. Rides will be available for purchase on as many as six of the aircraft. At 7 a.m. Tuesday, April 17th, the B-25s will begin a dramatic departure from Grimes Field, taking off one after the other, just as they did on that historic mission in 1942. Well, that completes our mission for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.